Three Little Pigs, The Wolf Story, written by Ned Jensen, illustrated by Joel Snyder. Three Little Pigs, The Wolf Story. Once upon a time, in a quiet country village, there lived three little pigs. They were the luckiest swine in the country. They had just inherited enough money from their grandfather to build three new houses. The first little pig wanted a warm and cozy house that would help him to relax. He built a house out of straw, the warmest and most familiar material he knew. The second little pig loved to shock the neighbors. He picked sticks for materials and built a modern house like Frank Lloyd Wright. The third little pig planned for any imagined disaster, built a sturdy house of bricks and mortar. Not far off in the cold, damp forest lived a poor old wolf. He lived in a rotten, hollow log and searched the forest for whatever food he could find. He had no money, not a single cent, to build a house or plant a garden. Unlike most wolves, he was a vegetarian. The winter arrived. It was extremely bitter and harsh. The wolf ate so little that he became weak and caught a terrible cold. Soon he was constantly sniffing and sneezing. He sneezed so hard that he blew dry leaves off the forest trees. The sickly wolf left the forest in search of food and shelter. He sniffed and sneezed as he traveled down the road. Achoo! Achoo! With each sneeze, the snow whirled into a white cloud around his frostbitten ears. After walking for several hours, the old wolf came upon a quaint village where the three little pigs lived. Being so very cold and so very hungry, he hurried into the nearest house as far as his stiff body could carry him. He knocked on the straw door. He hoped that whoever lived there would take pity on him and let him come inside. Before the timid little pig could reach the door, the wolf began to sneeze and sneeze. Achoo! Achoo! The wolf, surprised, he sneezed so hard that he blew the straw house apart. The frightened little pig thought the wolf wanted to eat him, so he scurried off to his brother's house. In a trembling voice, the pig warned his brother about the wolf who had blown down his house. They quickly locked the door and hid under a bed. The wolf followed the pig into the stick house, desperate after destroying his first chance of food and shelter. "Please, oh please, give me something to eat. A warm place to rest," he pleaded. The two little pigs remained hidden under the bed, fearing for their lives. Once again, the old wolf began to sneeze and sneeze. Achoo! Achoo! His sneezing shook the house of sticks. Three more sneezes, and the house fell down. The two panicked pigs ran off over the hill to their brother's house of bricks. Their brother was sure the wolf couldn't destroy his house. To be on the safe side, the pigs locked the doors and windows and hid in the safest room. When the two brothers had calmed down a bit, the three pigs sat down to a card of games. The wolf again came begging for food and shelter. He was delirious. The weather and illness had sapped his strength. One last time, the wolf began to sneeze and sneeze. The brick house stood strong, but the wolf teetered until his final sneeze made him collapse in the drifting snow. The weasel, being kind and concerned, struggled to pull the old wolf into his sled. The weasel finally managed to load the wolf and tugged his sled to the house at the edge of the village. He helped the sick creature into bed, where he nursed the wolf back to health with vegetable broth. When spring came, the healthy wolf explained his terrible ordeal to the three little pig brothers. The pigs were ashamed that they hadn't realized what was happening. The wolf didn't blame them for a misunderstanding. To make up for the blowing down the two houses, the wolf helped the pigs rebuild. Then all the villagers joined together to build the wolf a new house. The wolf's new neighbors also helped him plant a garden full of fresh vegetables. From that day on, the old wolf was never cold or hungry again. And he never sneezed another sneeze. The end.